is up, America? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, to help clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and psoriasis and rosacea and digestive ailments of all kinds, autoimmune issues, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, this healing, renewing, regenerating system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We're going to take your calls in the second segment today. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Jeffrey Matovic, co-author of a book called Ticked, A Medical Miracle About Tourette's Syndrome. We're going to be talking to Jeffrey at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls at 855-660-4261 in our second segment. Try to get on board early. The phone lines fill up quickly at 855-660-4261 if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, health challenges that you, your family, your loved ones are dealing with. If you want to know more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, 855-660-4261 is your number. Likewise, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you simply want to contribute to our conversation, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products or purchase any of the Ingevity products that you hear us talk about or advertise in the program, especially my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder, that you add to water and drink, you can head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart. We have all the Ingevity products up. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. I also encourage you guys to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got news stories updated regularly, as well as articles that I write semi-regularly, every couple of days or so, at brightsideben.com. Let's see what else I could tell you here. If you have an Android phone, you can download the Brightside app. Thank you to Ted Anderson at the Genesis Communication Network, and you can carry the Brightside with you wherever you go. You can also check out benfuchsarchive.com. All our Brightside programs since March of 1991 are archived at benfuchsarchive.com. Thank you, Peter in the UK. They're all tagged and labeled so you can review programs that you've missed, or if you want to just review a specific topic, benfuchsarchive.com. Okay, let's see. Continuing our discussion about osteoporosis and collagen, last we spoke, we were discussing the nature of what is generally called connective tissue. Connective tissue is the bulk of our bodies. We are walking connective tissue in many ways. We're just a bunch of connective tissue with organs stuck in between. For you meat lovers out there, meat is composed of muscle and connective tissue. When you look at a steak, the red stuff is the muscle, and the tough, gristly fibers within the muscle, and the marbling as well, which is the fat. Fat is a type of connective tissue, and the gristly substance is also connective tissue. When we say that we like meat, when we say that meat is tasty, or we got to have a steak, or we got to have a piece of prime rib, what we're usually referring to when we talk about the deliciousness of steak and meat and hamburgers, hot dogs, what we're really referring to is the fatty connective tissue. No one really likes the muscle flesh. If you ever had a piece of meat with no fat on it, it doesn't taste very good. What we really like is the fatty connective tissue. It's the fat, the melted fat, and to a certain extent, the melted connective fibers that we find very tasty. In any case, connective tissue is the most abundant of all biological tissues. It's really the most abundant stuff in all of biology and all of life. And collagen is the most abundant of the connective tissues, and collagen is the most abundant protein in all of biology. Connective tissue in the human body includes cells that make connective tissue. These cells also make a wet, gooey, slimy substance called polysaccharides, and these polysaccharides have tremendous, I mean absolutely tremendous medicinal properties. And interestingly enough, collagen and the fibers that make up connective tissue also have medicinal properties. How do you like that? The bulk of the diseases that we suffer from in this country and around the world, the bulk of human diseases are connective tissue diseases. And at the same time, some of the best medicine that the human body makes, some of the best medicine found in all of biology, is the same connective tissue that is responsible for much of the misery and disease that we deal with. Connective tissue is medicine, and connective tissue also represents disease. That's pretty darn cool. That's a really neat statement about biology and the life force. The same structures that cause disease, the same structures that are responsible for so much misery, are also the same systems that are responsible for medicine and for healing and for therapy. If you got a health problem, folks, chances are pretty good that you have a connective tissue disease. Pretty much all degenerative diseases and accelerated aging and the aging process itself, pretty much all of it is a function of breakdowns in connective tissue processing and manufacturing. Connective tissue diseases have specific names: amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, poliomyelitis, Marfan syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis. These are all connective tissue disorders. And even though we may not get diagnosed with a specific type of connective tissue disease, if you're dealing with degeneration, you're probably dealing with a problem associated with the processing of this most abundant of the tissues in the body. By the time a connective tissue disease shows up, for the most part, the degenerative process has been going on under the radar for a long time. This is a key distinguishing feature of connective tissue disease. These things start off slowly and they develop gradually. They're chronic. They're degenerative. They don't get better. Once you're on the connective tissue disease slide, you typically are not going to get better. And by the way, medicine is absolutely helpless at the level of connective tissue diseases. In fact, nothing screams the helplessness, uselessness, futility, stupidity of the medical model more than connective tissue diseases or the uselessness of the medical model's treatments for connective tissue disease. Medicine is helpless, but you know what? The medical model doesn't tell you it's helpless. That's because the medical model creates its own self-serving tests and diagnostics and measurements. It makes its own criteria for success, but nobody gets better from their connective tissue diseases by going to a doctor. Yes, I know if you got arthritis or ALS or polio, it's so frustrating. You want somebody to help you. You want somebody to fix it for you, but guess what? People, the only ones that can fix or reverse, and yes, you can reverse connective tissue diseases, the only ones that can fix or reverse it is us, not our doctor. Nothing says uselessness, nothing says ridiculousness and futility of the medical model more significantly than connective tissue diseases. The medical model has usurped our responsibility, and we've abdicated our responsibility willingly, our responsibility to take care of ourselves, and you know what? We pay the price. This is the take-home message of all connective tissue diseases. Listen up, folks. If you've got a connective tissue disease, the only thing medicine can do with a connective tissue disorder is name it. That's it. That's all your doctor can do. He can give you a name for it. You pay for a name. You pay for a diagnosis. That's it. Oh, they'll give you a diagnosis, and then you'll get your anti-inflammatory drugs or your immune-suppressing drugs, but are you going to get better? No, you never do. All the different diagnoses of connective tissue diseases are just silly, dumb ways that the medical model justifies its existence. If they were to tell you, I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, you're just falling apart. You're just dissolving. You'd be like, well, thanks, doctor. I didn't need you to tell me that. But if they say, well, Mr. Smith, you have Marfan syndrome. You have rheumatoid arthritis. You have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Well, now that makes our doctor really smart because he can name our connective tissue disorder. All right, I'm going to tell you what you can do if you're dealing with a connective tissue disease. Tomorrow, as we continue talking about osteoporosis, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. In the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Jeff Matavic, who is one of the first guys to have his Tourette's syndrome controlled through something called deep brain stimulation. They actually put a pacemaker in your brain. We're going to be talking to Jeff Matavic. He's a co-author of a book called Ticked, A Medical Miracle of Friendship in the Weird World of Tourette's Syndrome. If you have Tourette's, you know somebody with Tourette's, you know somebody with a movement disorder, or any health challenge, really, because this is kind of an inspiring book about dealing with health challenges, you're going to want to tune in to the bottom of the hour when we talk to Jeff Matavic about his book, Ticked. Okay, let's see, 855-660-4261 is our number. We're going to take some phone calls in this segment. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Frank. What's up, Frankie? Is this Frank? Do we have Frank? Frank?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello?
Frank. What's going on, Frank? Greetings.
Not too much. I just want to thank you for everything you do and, you know, helping me out with my fatty liver and everything. But I just wanted to say, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of lymphatic massage?
Oh, heck yes. It's awesome. It's awesome stuff. And the lymphatic system is like a river of poisons and a river of vitamins. It carries nutrients. It carries fatty substances from foods, and it also carries poisons. As we eat crappy, as food gets into our, as poisons get into our blood through our digestive system, the lymphatic system becomes clogged. And one of the best ways you can keep things moving along is by doing something, doing exactly what you're talking about, lymphatic massage. Massage therapists are typically trained in this. If you want to get a good picture of what's happening in the body, Google the lymphatic system. Do Google images and get a picture of the lymphatic system. It's quite amazing how unbelievable this thing is. It goes from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Every little structure in between is immersed. It's saturated with this lymphatic fluid, and numerous disease states are caused by clogged lymph. If you have boils, if you have cysts, if you have those cysts that develop on the side of your neck sometimes when people are breaking out, those are lymphatic conditions. Lymphatic conditions will typically show up in the skin. If you've ever seen the butterfly of lupus, a little butterfly effect on the face, that's a lymphatic condition. Lymphatic conditions are responsible for lots of misery, and lymphatic massage is an awesome, awesome way to address this. Is that what you want me to talk about, Frank, or do you have a specific question?
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to know a little bit about it. I had never heard of it before. But real quick, I heard you on a past show say someday they'll be healing people without even touching them.
Did I say that?
I did hear about it. I think so.
Okay.
And I heard of this, some doctor is doing, it's called reconnection healing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't heard of that, but you know, the human body extends past where we can actually see with our eyes. You can take pictures of these Carillion photography pictures where they can actually take pictures of the heat that emanates and the electrical energy that emanates off of the body. Today they can actually measure brain waves from off of the body. So we have energy that emanates off of our bodies. The heart emanates a field that's literally measured in feet off of the body. So when we talk about not touching the body and accomplishing healing, what we're really talking about is not touching the physical body, but really interacting with the emanations, the energy emanations off of the body. And folks, this is not Boulder, Colorado, airy-fairy hippie talk. This is actually hardcore science. And if you do some research on EEGs and on the heart torus information that's been put out by an organization called HeartMath out of California, you can get a lot of peer-reviewed research that talks about these energies that come off of the body. So indeed, I believe in the future we'll be able to heal by accessing these energies without touching the body physically per se. Thanks so much for your call, Frank. I hope we helped you out. God bless and have a beautiful day, bro. Moving on, Julie in California, got a couple minutes for you. What's going on?
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you?
I have a question. I was diagnosed with HPV.
Okay.
And it was a high-grade vulvar neoplasia.
Okay.
And so I had surgery in 2008 to remove portions of it. And
okay.
So, you know, it was a hyperpigmentated, and so I just wanted to know just a little more about it, because it's
sure.
really confusing, because I hear a lot of people have it in their cervix, but I didn't have it in my cervix.
It's a skin condition. HPV is a skin condition. It shows up in different parts of the body, typically genitals and that kind of thing, but it's actually a skin condition. It affects skin cells or sometimes mucous membranes, and it's basically a virus. Now, whenever you have a virus, the first thing you want to think about is the immune system, and I don't care if you're talking about HPV, human papillomavirus, or you're talking about the herpes virus, or you're talking about shingles, or you're talking about just a cold, or you're talking about any kind of virus. The human immune system is set up to take care of viruses. It's set up to fight viruses. If you are dealing with HPV, or you're dealing with herpes, or you're dealing with shingles, or you're dealing with any kind of viral infection, the first thing you want to think about is a suppressed immune system. Now, some of the things that suppress the immune system are things that we do all the time. Eating the wrong kinds of food, eating inflammatory foods, eating sugar. Sugar suppresses the immune system faster than any kind of food that we eat. Nutritional deficiencies, especially deficiencies in vitamin C, which are quite common. Deficiencies in vitamin A, which are quite common. Deficiencies in selenium, which are quite common. Deficiencies in magnesium, which are quite common. Deficiencies in vitamin E, which are quite common. Or digestive problems that impair the absorption of these important nutrients, many of which are handled by the fat absorption system of the body. So if you're dealing with a viral condition, whether it's HPV or herpes or colds or rhinovirus or whatever kind of virus, please understand that you have an immune system, a God-given divine setup for dealing with these things. Support your immune system by getting yourself on a good nutritional supplement program, using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, making sure you're taking 1 to 5 grams of vitamin C every day, making sure you're taking 400 international units of vitamin E a day, making sure you're on 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day, making sure you're on 400 to 800 micrograms of selenium a day, and most importantly, making sure that you're absorbing all of these nutrients. Again, and by the way, I forgot about zinc, another super important antiviral, pro-immune system mineral, zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. And all of these things work together, and many of these things require fat absorption. If you're dealing with a gallbladder problem or a liver problem, you're probably going to have an issue absorbing your fats. Make sure you're taking bile salts, using apple cider vinegar, using digestive enzymes. Do not underestimate the importance of food when it comes to all immune conditions. I can't say this enough, people. I know sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself about the digestive system and about the absorption of nutrients. It is so, so, so important. And oh, by the way, nobody just has human papillomavirus, and nobody just has shingles, and nobody just has rhinovirus, which is a cold, without having some other symptoms. Julie, did you have anything else going on in your body that you knew about? You may not have known, but did you know about anything when you had the HPV? Any digestive issues, long-term chronic bloating, gas, anything like that, problems with your periods?
Yes, at that time, I was having a lot of bloating, and so I started cutting out a lot of bad foods. So now I've gotten rid of the gas, but, you know.
How did you get rid of it?
I just stopped eating certain foods.
Okay, well, then, chances are, Julie, you were dealing with a fat malabsorption issue, and as I was saying, that's going to compromise your ability to absorb the immune-boosting nutrients, the zinc and the magnesium and the selenium and some of the other things we just talked about. Make sure you're on probiotics as well. That can also have a very important beneficial effect for the immune system. That's all the time we have for calls. We're going to be coming back with Jeff Matavick talking about his book, Ticked, right after this. Don't go away.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome to The Bright Side. Thank you for being here, folks. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. One of the neatest things about doing this program is I get to meet and talk to a lot of really cool and interesting people. One of these cool and interesting people is our guest today. He has penned a book called Ticked, A Medical Miracle of Friendship and the Weird World of Tourette Syndrome. Jeff Matovic is a motivational speaker, and he is one of the first, or maybe the first, actually, first person to have his Tourette Syndrome controlled through something called deep brain stimulation. We're going to talk about DBS. We're going to talk about this kind of sort of mysterious disorder. It affects 4 or 5 million people in this country, but, you know, we don't really talk a lot about Tourette's, and we don't really know a lot about Tourette's. So without further ado, please welcome my guest, Jeffrey Matovic, to The Bright Side. Greetings, Jeffrey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Ben. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for being here on The Bright Side. Before we get into talking about the book, I don't know if you heard about this thing that happened yesterday with the Atlanta DJs. They were in the news for poking fun at this guy, Steve Gleason, who's an NFL football player dealing with a nervous system disorder called ALS, amyotrophic
right.
Did you hear about this? They fired him. Tell me what you think. Do you think they were rude? They were out of line? Were they just being goofy and lighthearted? Do you, as somebody who suffers from a nervous system disorder, do you think that they were making too much? That we're making too much of it, is perhaps an insensitive attempt at humor, or is it something that's more serious than that?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to address, you know, the media's perspective, you know, whether it's TV, radio, or anything in the media. Media can take things too far. I just want to put that out there first. They can make, something that can be addressed and dismissed within 10 or 15 minutes. They can make it a week-long process. But to answer the more important question, I do think the players were out of line. Coming from a background where I struggled for 30 years fighting the worst case of Tourette syndrome the doctors had ever seen in the world, and yes, I was the first to undergo deep brain stimulation for Tourette's, it brings back memories from my childhood of being made fun of, being mm-hmm. the brunt of jokes, and you don't want that, especially as a child, but also as an adult. You know, here's an athlete that's trying to get on his way, do his best, provide for his team, and I'm sure, as you know, in all sports organizations and what I went through in sports too, you know, you don't want that. You need your team as a camaraderie, and you need the people around you to be focused and sensitive on the issue at hand. And I think if they would have been a little more courteous and just, you know, asked, you know, what is it that you're currently dealing with? We'd like to know so we can understand. Mm-hmm. I think it takes a whole new route.
All right, so back to the basics then. What exactly is Tourette's, and why book about it?
Well, Tourette syndrome is commonly mistaken as the swearing disease, and I can assure you it is not the swearing disease as it was portrayed to be so many times in the media.
Tell us what you mean by the swearing disease. Tell our listeners about that.
Back in the 80s and even before that, TV, radio, or whatever would portray a person, and I can remember on NYPD Blue back in the 80s, they would portray a person on the TV show that would curse uncontrollably. And Tourette's became known as the swearing disease, and that's what the public perception of Tourette's was, is so that when they would think about Tourette's, they would think about a person cursing uncontrollably. Now, Ben, in reality, that is a symptom of Tourette's syndrome that only affects less than 9% of people with Tourette's. What really is at the heart of Tourette's syndrome? Tourette's syndrome is a neurological movement disorder, and they produce tics. And the reason that tics happen, tics can be, as in my case, they were full body bilateral complex motor tics. It could be an arm jerk, a neck twist, facial grimaces, leg kicks, or it can take on some verbal tics. In my case, I did not have the swearing or coprolalia, as it's known, but I did hiss, I did click the back of my throat, and exhale air. But it is a movement disorder that is caused by hyperactive cells in the basal ganglia of the brain.
Is there an element of self-nurturing, do you suspect? Like, when you have a tic, is it a way of getting some kind of soothing, in a kind of dysfunctional way, a soothing effect or some kind of nurturing effect, a relief of some sort when you have a tic?
That, you couldn't have hit the nail harder on the head. That is exactly what it is like to tic. Now, there's a little catch with that. I always think of it, of tics as my grandmother's old pressure cooker. You know, she used to cook, and pressure and steam is constantly building up inside your brain and your body. Now, those are the tics that are forming. They're trying to, they're building, and people with Tourette's don't know where they're going to come from. It could be an arm, a leg, whatever.
Can you feel it coming? Can you feel about to happen?
It's a constant building, and when that pressure in the pressure cooker gets too high and the whistle starts blowing, it eventually blows the tic come out. But now here's the thing, Ben. It actually, if you talk to people with Tourette's, it feels good to tic.
Yeah.
Because it's
soothing.
Kind of a nurturing, a soothing.
Yeah.
It lets the body relax, but only for a second.
Then it builds up again.
And then the building of the pressure starts up all over, right?
Now, do these things happen on a continuum? I wonder, do we all know people who have Tourette's and we just think that they're maybe eccentric or they're kind of strange or something? Is there kind of a subclinical nature to it? Do the symptoms occur on a continuum? Is there a spectrum of intensity? Can you have like a mild case of Tourette's?
Oh, absolutely. Tourette's is almost always diagnosed in childhood. It's a tick disorder, again, that takes many different manifestations. I do want to make it clear that there are many, many people, even right now as we speak, that have tics. Maybe it's not Tourette's. It could just be a childhood tic, which many children just get a simple tic that eventually goes away. Now, there are people that do have Tourette syndrome and have never sought medical help and go undiagnosed. And that's what gets tough about counting the exact number of people with Tourette's. But yes, it is a condition that, you know, people often mistake for, you know, what is he? Is he just very strange? Is it a nervous habit? What is it? But, you know, having the information that's available to us now from the media, from the hospitals, allows us to not only be more sensitive to people with those kind of movements or things that we don't understand, but certainly doctors that can treat it as well.
Now, your co-author in the of the book, James Fussell, who's a writer for the Kansas City Star, he talks about being 7 years old when he first noticed his movements, and he actually describes it pretty eloquently how he was in the bathroom and he kind of noticed he had this sort of disorder. Can you give our listeners a flavor of what it's like to first have this realization as a little kid that there's something going on, there's something weird, that you're different, there's something going on in your head that you don't have any way of understanding or any way of addressing, but you just know something's not right?
You know, I appreciate you asking that, because I know there's a lot of kids out there that have gotten to that point and are trying to deal with that, and some that haven't. When I remember,
Jeff, I hate to do this to you, man. We got to take a break here. Hang on to that thought, okay? And we'll get to you. We'll finish that up when we come back, and then we'll talk about deep brain stimulation, what it is, and how you were not cured, but vastly controlled, had your Tourette's symptoms vastly controlled by DBS. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back with Jeff Matovic talking about his book, Ticked, right after this. Don't go away.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jeff Matavick about his book, Tick. Jeff, before we went to break, sorry I had to interrupt you there. I apologize for that. We were talking about how, as a little kid, what you first noticed and how it must have felt like. If you could walk our listeners through that experience of your first realization that there was something going on and just didn't know what it was.
Sure. My first realizations that something just wasn't right with me occurred in Spring, Texas, a little suburb outside of Houston. And I happened to be looking in the mirror getting ready for bed, and my face was making all types of movements. My nose was scrunching up. I would spread my mouth as wide as I could in keeping my lips closed. I would smack my lips. My eyes would squint, and it's very confusing. It's very, it's a time when you're questioning yourself, but it's also a time when you're trying to discover who you really are and how you fit in this world. Hmm. Now, that was obviously before I got diagnosed.
How old were you?
I was about 10 years old. I'm sorry, not 10. I was about 6 at that time.
Okay. So you're just kind of starting to get your sense of an ego, that you were an independent
right.
person.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You're going through the normal growing up processes, and it just really confused me. I realized that it was something that I couldn't control, but most importantly, for someone that is going through this, Ben, and it's very, very common, is I tried to hide it from my own parents, from my brother. It's something that I didn't want anybody to see, for fear that I was abnormal, for fear that I was incorrectly functioning machine, if you will.
Wow. Was there shame and rejection and all that involved?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the toughest parts. You know, when kids are at that age, when they're trying to adapt socially, they're trying to integrate themselves in socialization, they're trying to gain acceptance, those were some of the hardest times that I ever had to deal with in grade school, middle school, high school.
Wow.
It can be extremely brutal because you're dying to be accepted for who you are and the condition that you have. But at the same time, if you open up and tell someone about your condition voluntarily, you're either going to go one of two ways. You're either going to scare that person off, and they're going to say, well, I'm not playing with this freak. mm-hmm. or you run the risk of that happening, or you might invite someone into your world that can really be a sense of encouragement for you and really take you in and understand.
Are you a better person today because of that experience?
Absolutely.
How so?
Absolutely.
How would you say?
I never would have guessed in a million years that it would affect me this way, but I'm much more empathetic than I thought I could ever be. I'm patient with people. I have Wow. the ability to look inside of a person, as many of my friends did, certainly my parents and brother, my wife, my children, and see who they are.
Wow.
And realize that in today's world, you know, there are so many things that go on in the body. And in terms of disorders, it's something that I realized even when I had in the younger years and growing up, it made me aware that if someone was different, that was a time when I needed to show acceptance to them.
Mm-hmm. Extra love, extra compassion.
Yeah, absolutely. Invite them in. You know, tell them my story, and hopefully, you know, that person is someone that gets in the ring and stays in your corner with you.
And you actually turned your experience you became a motivational speaker based on your experience, correct?
Absolutely. After my surgery took place in 2004 at University Hospitals, I knew that my road in life was going to take two new paths. One is I had to write a book about it. And two is I wanted to aid and assist anybody or any families around the world who deal with Tourette syndrome or trying to find answers or help anybody or anyone that is trying to cope with just everything we all deal with in terms of overcoming obstacles.
That's great. You know, when I read the book, that was one of the things I thought of. I don't have Tourette's, but I have kind of Tourette's of the mind in a way, because I've got obsessive thoughts and compulsions mm-hmm. and addictions, and I want to eat even though I'm not supposed to eat, or I think, you know, bad thoughts even though I don't want to think bad thoughts. We all kind of have a certain Tourette's in a certain way, and I think how can some of the lessons that you learnt in your through your experience, how can they be applied to people who don't have standard Tourette's but maybe have obsessive compulsive disorders or have obsessive thoughts or, you know, the kind of things that we all deal with in terms of compulsions and obsessions?
Well, I think it's important for people to realize that look, you know, in my opinion and professors that I studied under at John Carroll University in psychology and some graduate school, none of us are perfect. We all have imperfections, and it's something that I believe that all of us can use to our advantage when a lot of us are too afraid to look at it that way. I think a lot of us want to see the imperfection in ourselves. We strive to be so perfect that it tends to get in the way of what we can really do. You were talking about, you know, you obsess over certain thoughts and you have to have things right. You know, that was something that always affected me negatively until I started turning it into a positive thing. It certainly helped in helping to keep my room clean when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. You probably had a really clean room and a clean desk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything. I had obsessive compulsive disorder, not the classic case where I would check locks or, you know, walk through a doorway multiple times, but symmetry. I would actually do calculus equations in my head all day and night.
Wow.
I would think to myself over and over the same thoughts. I'd be trying to go to sleep, and I'm doing, okay, cube root of 83.5.
Wow.
And I take that number. And so it was weird. But, you know, learning to accept who you are and learning to put it in perspective and trying to take what the person may view as their own fault and turning it around into a positive way of handling your situation is very, very important.
Jeff, we only have a couple minutes, and I want to get into this deep brain stimulation real quick. What is DBS? How does it work for Tourette syndrome? And can folks who have Parkinson's disease or other kinds of movement disorders, can they benefit from this deep brain stimulation therapy or surgery?
Well, real quickly, deep brain stimulation, or DBS, has been used for over 20 years for Parkinson's, essential tremor, and dystonia, and very successfully. Deep brain stimulation is basically, it acts like this. When they went into my brain and they put two electrodes in the area of my brain called the basal ganglia, which is responsible for motor movement or movement, or disorders of movement. In people with Tourette syndrome, the neurons and the cells in that area are hyperactive, like popcorn in a microwave. And because of that, we have a disorder of movement. In people without Tourette syndrome, that area of the brain is nice and calm. In deep brain stimulation, the process is to put little electrodes in that area. There are battery packs then inserted into my chest walls in both my pectoral muscles, which send electrical impulses constantly, 24/7, 365, up into the brain, and they counteract those hyperactive cells and slow them down, therefore controlling my Tourette syndrome.
Jeff, I'm sorry, we only have like about a minute. For folks who have Tourette's, parents who have Tourette's, is there any way they can email you or contact you? I know you work a lot with folks who have this. How can people reach you if they want have questions about either DBS or your personal experiences?
Absolutely. They can email me at JPM, that's Jeffrey Paul Madvick, 12373 at AOL.com, or they can find me on Facebook. Certainly, you know, I just want to mention a few other quick key things. I know we're running out of time. You know, this TICT is not a medical book. It is not just a book about Tourette syndrome. The people, as you discovered, Ben, this is a story of humanity. This is a story of all of us and how we can overcome obstacles. It covers the whole spectrum of emotions from joy to sadness to triumph. And I really, really, I hope that readers will find this, or your listeners may find this as an opportunity to find themselves in a lot of the pages of the book. In current situations, we're just trying to become the best people we can be. And in terms of TICT, you know, our book, it's a feel-good book that hits home with everyone.
Well said, and I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you so much for being on The Bright Side, Jeff. God bless you and all you do, and you really are doing some amazing work. I appreciate you being on. Thanks so much, buddy. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. God bless. All right, that was Jeff Madvick. His book is TICT. I highly encourage you to read it. You don't need to have Tourette's. You don't need to have a movement disorder. But if you do have Tourette's syndrome, this is a very, very inspiring book. And you can get it on Amazon.com. TICT, T-I-C-K-E-D, Jeff Madvick, M-A-T-O-V-I-C. We'll continue talking about connective tissue diseases tomorrow and what you can do if you're dealing with one. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here, folks. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tourettes.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.